Good morning to all. Professor Riti Kumari from Department of Psychology, SMD College, Punpun. I am going to take class for degree 2 honors student from paper 3, that is Education Psychology. And from chapter 5, I would like to take today class on counseling and guidance. You have to study meaning of counseling and guidance, uses, and what are the techniques we use for guidance and counseling purpose. So first of all, we would like to know about the meaning. What is the meaning of guidance and what is the meaning of counseling? So guidance is the assistance made available by qualified and trained person. So what is meaning? That those who are trained in counseling and guidance can provide the service to any individual. The individual can of any age, and they can help him to manage his own life activities, develop his points of view, and make his own decision and carry on his own burden. So the qualified and trained person, they are called as counselor. They provide service to individual of any age to help him to manage his own life activities, develop his own points of view, and make his own decisions and carry on his own burdens. So they capable individual to carry their own activities by himself or herself. Now, so guidance is the assistance made available by qualified and trained persons. Okay? Now the question arises, in the educational context, guidance means assisting a student to select courses of study appropriate to their needs and interest, and to achieve academic excellence to the best possible extent, and it derived maximum benefits of the institutional resources and facility. They motivate them, counselor motivate them to inculcate proper study habit, satisfactorily participate in curricular and extracurricular activities. Now the question arises, what is the origin of guidance? The term guidance derives its meaning from word guide, which refers to person who shows the way. According to Crow and Crow, he defines guidance is the assistance made available by competent counselors to an individual of any age to help him direct his own life, develop his own point of view, and make his own decision, carry his own burdens. So, guidance is a process which helps every individual to help himself or herself to recognize and use his own inner potentials so that they can set goals and work out his own problems of development. It is a continuous process needed from childhood to old age. So guidance is not separate from education, but is an essential part of the total educational program. It is broader than counseling and includes counseling as one of its services. So counseling comes under guidance, and counseling is, or you can say that counseling is a part of guidance program. According to Butler, the two phases of counseling are adjustive and distributive. In adjustive phase, The emphasis is on social, personal, and emotional problem of the individual. So here, and in the distributive phase, the main focus is on educational, vocational, and occupational problem. So counseling works in two ways, in adjustive way and in distributive ways. Understand? In adjustive phase, what counselor does, they emphasize on the personal, social, and emotional problems. They focus on the individual's social, personal, and emotional problems. Whereas in distributive phase, the main focus is on the person's educational, vocational, and occupational problems. So we can say that guidance program is based on 8 principles. And what are these principles are? First, the dignity of the individual is supreme. Here, the individual is more and more important to focus on their problems. Second, each and every individual differ in or her characteristics or trait. Third, the primary concern of guidance is the individual in his social settings. And fourth, the attitude and personal perception of the individuals are basis on which he acts. Fifth, individuals generally act to enhance his perceived self, how he perceived their environment and how he is taking cognizance of it, how he is building his self. Now sixth is, the individual has the innate ability to learn and can be helped to make choice that will lead to self-direction consistent with social improvement. How he can improve socially day by day. The individual need a continuous guidance process from early childhood through adulthood. And last 8, this is, each individual may at times need the information and personal assistance best given by competent professional person. Now, what is the meaning of counseling? Because we knew about the guidance meaning, now we would like to know about the meaning of counseling. So guidance, which is relatively more comprehensive process, includes counseling as its most specialized function. So counseling is a learning oriented process carried out in a social environment in which the professional competent counselor attempts to assist the counselee or an individual or a person using appropriate procedure or methods or techniques to become a happy and productive member of society. It helps the person in formulating realistic and purposeful goal for total personal growth. So now the question is, what are the uses of counseling? Now we would like to focus on the uses or scope of counseling. The main uses of counseling is to assist the student to make right choice in academic and non-academic pursuits, making them realize his or her potentialities to make maximum contribution to the welfare of society. Third, assisting them to make proper and satisfactory adjustment for improved academic achievement. So these are the important uses of counseling and guidance. Guidance and counseling is not restricted to problem solving situation only. It is for helping the student to achieve all around development throughout one's life. So, guidance and counseling to a student should be based on reliable data about them. And these reliable data, who can provide these reliable data? So, their parents, their guardians, teachers, or significant person in the family, peers of the student can provide a wealth of data. Guidance and counseling is not restricted to problem solving situation only. It is for helping the student to achieve all round growth throughout one's life. So guidance and counseling to a student should be based on what I have told you, to the reliable data from different sources we gather, the counselor gather. They can use anxiety skill, self-concept test, and other psychological relevant test, which can the counselor administer to obtain the needed data. So today we will close this lecture. What are the uses of counseling? Next class we will discuss about the different techniques of guidance and counseling. So just you hear this audio lecture carefully and just go through the book or through e-resources and write down. So thank you everybody.